From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The long-distance company, MCI, has agreed to a revised and richer takeover bid from Verizon. If the deal is approved by shareholders and regulators, it will create a giant telecommunications company with around 250,000 employees. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In accepting the sweetened offer, MCI's board cited Verizon's strong competitive position and its ability to close the deal. The new offer from Verizon is about $900 million above the previous bid for MCI. Eric Rabe is a spokesman with Verizon.
It'll certainly be the largest telecommunications company operating in the U.S. when we're finished. And we think that it'll be a financially strong company with over $100 billion in market capitalization and a good, strong revenue base as well.
The deal approved by the board would provide some protections against a possible decline in the value of Verizon shares. Rabe says the combination of the two companies benefits everyone involved.
I think that what we have here is a good, strong, sustainable combination that will be a service to employees, customers, as well as the stockholders over the coming years.
However, Verizon's offer is still well below the $8.45 billion rival bid for MCI submitted by Denver-based Qwest. And for that reason, many think the fight for MCI is not yet over.
It's not a knockout blow, but it certainly brings up the value to a level where the MCI board can comfortably say they feel it's superior to the Qwest offer.
David Aull is an independent telecommunications analyst who's been advising several of MCI's largest shareholder groups. He thinks in the final analysis, Qwest's bid is still a better deal for the shareholders.
I think the Qwest offer, because of the large amount of upside for MCI shareholders in a joint Qwest-MCI, is so much greater than the upside in a Verizon-MCI combination, that basically the Qwest offer, with some small modifications, is still superior to the Verizon offer as far as the MCI shareholders are concerned.
But with around $17 billion in debt, there are also those who question Qwest's ability to come up with the money to buy MCI. MCI, formerly known as WorldCom, emerged from bankruptcy after the largest accounting scandal in U.S. history. Qwest has not yet said whether it will again increase its offer for MCI, though many think that is likely. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.